Gift Grub on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Brought to you by Sky. Deceit, treason and rivalry returns with Season 3 of Succession. Available exclusively on Sky.
Today FM.
I'm just looking at the newspapers today. And yesterday the announcement, COVID restrictions, what changes will come in from Friday? Nightclubs to reopen, limits on capacity at matches. They're still talking about, you know, having to show your pass. I mean, everybody was expecting October 22nd it was going to be Freedom Day. I know this is a disease and it's a virus or whatever it is, and it's, you know, it is getting very frustrating. A revised reopening plan has been announced by the government, which will see the further easing of COVID-19 restrictions. But like, it's pathetic because, I mean, you could be working all day in a retail situation, you've got your mask on, you're really, really careful with all your customers and all that, and then you're able to go out to the nightclub, and once you're drinking or eating or dancing, there is no problem whatsoever. You can get up and do your thing. I've actually got Micheál Martin on Taoiseach and Leo Varadkar on Taoiseach on the line.
Good morning, Ian.
Micheál, good morning. How many times, Micheál, you know, with all due respect, how many times do we have to come on the radio and say we are all utterly confused? It's clarity. It's we need more clarity. It's all very vague. This is all happening again and again.
With respect and going forward, Ian, there isn't anything particularly confusing at all here.
Okay.
Everything is crystal clear. There are a few little anomalies to be ironed out regarding the discotheques and so on and so forth. But I've restated my commitment to rapid antigen testing, as you know.
Hang on a second. People have been talking about rapid antigen testing over the last few months, and it's been poo-pooed all the time. When did you suddenly fall in love with rapid antigen testing?
I've always believed in rapid antigen testing from the very start of the pandemic. I've been championing the cause, and it's fundamental to my policy, as a matter of fact.
Thanks. Good luck with that, as your man used to say. Thanks for getting up, by the way, Leo Varadkar.
That's fine, Ian.
He'll never live that one down. What was all this about Twin Peaks? I heard you talking about that. Was a TV show, wasn't it?
It was a TV show.
Yeah.
And a bit like the guidelines, nobody had a clue what was going on in Twin Peaks either. Just a little joke. Thought there might be a bit of room for that.
No, I did laugh. Yeah.
Look, we're in a better place now than we were. We're not sure what that place is.
All I can say, you've got the whole country riled up here. This is the president now. This is President Michael D. Higgins. He's on. You know what happens when he brings. I don't know what he's going to say, but good morning. Good morning, Michael D.
Yes, good morning, Ian.
Good morning. Now, nice to talk to you again.
It's nice to talk to you.
Calm down. A few deep breaths.
I've really tried to hold my counsel on this one since yesterday.
Right.
And as President of Ireland, I'm cognizant of not involving myself unduly and overtly in political affairs.
Of course.
But I'm also a citizen of the state.
Yes!
And I must say, I have grave, grave concerns about what I heard yesterday.
Oh, well, Michael D...
shut up, you pair of gobshites! I have never seen such a cataclysmic cock-up in my life.
Well, Michael D, if I can just...
Quiet, you jabbering clown! I'm speaking, and I will speak. Ian, I have tickets to see The Stunning in the Olympia Theatre in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
I was really looking forward to it. The Stunning are my favourite band, as a matter of fact. I had tickets to the standing area. Then somebody suddenly said, I would be prohibited from dancing to Brewing Up a Storm, which is almost impossible, of course.
Of course.
Yet somehow, I would be able to dance to Brewing Up a Storm if I was halfway up the road and off my face on fat frogs in copper face jacks. How's that going to work, lads? I nearly fell off my stool when I heard one of these dolts waffling on about social distancing and nightclubs and all of the nightclubs, all the things that happen in nightclubs and be able to do, the things that always happen in nightclubs and be able to happen in coppers. Have they ever heard of the shift? What are people meant to do? Wait 4 million years until we evolve extendable 2 meter tongues, which we jam through the slits in our dirty blue masks? This is unadulterated horse manure. Freedom, my arse. It's Michel Amas. Good day.
Good day to you too. Well said. Well spoken. Thank you very much, Michael D. Oh, Pascal's there as well. Pascal, I know you're very persuasive, let's put it that way. But please, I think people are pretty cheesed off at this one. So, you know, just hang on.
No, what? I agree with you 100%.
Oh, really? Okay.
We made an absolute ball for this one. So, here's my proposition.
Yeah.
Here's the keys to government buildings. I think we should just call it quits at this stage and let the shinners get on with it.